This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show down to Danette. Fritzy's at home today. Hope to have him back tomorrow. Come on in and stay a while. Our good buddy Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end, will join us coming up, and he will tell you the five players that will make the Hall of Fame this year. We spent a lot of time on the show talking about the Bears, and it's because the Bears are in a great position here. They're number one overall. And really, this time of the year is about the teams that didn't make the playoffs. We can get into the matchups coming up tomorrow and Friday, but this is about the Bears are on the clock. Plus, if you factor in what's going on with the front office there, you have the opportunity to stay with Justin Fields, trade the number one pick, or maybe trade a 1,000-yard rushing quarterback and then take Bryce Young number one overall. Here is the general manager of the Bears, Ryan Poles. He was asked the question about the number one overall pick.
Because you have the first pick, there are people that sit there, oh, a quarterback might be available there. You're saying Justin's your guy.
Well, we're going to do the same as we've always done. We're going to evaluate the draft class. And I would say this, I'd have to be absolutely blown away to make that type of decision.
Okay. You're open for business, and you should be. It would be malpractice to not be open for business. But his answer, whether he's being truthful or not, leads to the speculation that maybe the Bears don't want to pass up Bryce Young. Mike Tannenbaum, who's worked in the front office of two different teams, the Jets and Dolphins last hour, said he would take Bryce Young, trade Justin Fields, get a first round, maybe a third round pick, reset the clock at quarterback, and use those draft picks, that draft pick, to help you with the offense, offensive line. You know, and don't listen to the fan base, and don't listen to the columnist. Your job is going to be based on your decision as the GM. Don't listen to public sentiment says you got to make a decision that you have to live with. Not, hey, well, you guys forced me to do it. Hey, you guys wanted me to do this. You can't do it. You got to make a decision, and whatever it is, stick with it. Yeah, see.
I don't remember who it was who said it, but somebody in the past like couple of weeks or months was talking about how you need a quarterback to match your environment. Like, you know, say Josh Allen in Buffalo, he's like a big, sturdy kid, you know what I mean, who could just run through anything, has an arm like a cannon. Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, right? He was a big dude who could withstand that cold. I don't know that Bryce Young is that guy for Chicago.
Yeah, but Jim McMahon was. And Jim McMahon's not a big guy at all. I think if you have a good team, it depends on what you're asking your quarterback to do. Because Jim had a great running game and a great offensive line. And all, you know, he didn't have to throw the ball 25 times. In today's NFL, you got to be able to throw. And most of these teams are throwing it at least 25 times a game, 30 times a game. Tom Brady set the all-time record for attempts this year. They had no running game, and all he did is throw the football. But I think with Bryce Young, he can run. He's not big. He's not small. He's just not imposing. Justin Fields is a big guy. you know, for a quarterback. Mm. Yeah, Paulie.
I went back a little bit because, you know, revisionist history. You could find some articles that they weren't pleased when the Chiefs took Patrick Mahomes and traded up to get him. They didn't trade a ton, but they traded up to get Mahomes. Mahomes was not a household name at Texas Tech. Alex Smith was a good, solid quarterback who would embrace the community, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Made a Pro Bowl or two with Kansas City. There are some people that said this is a dangerous draft pick for the Chiefs. And their GM did catch some criticism at the time, jettisoning, you know, trading Alex Smith and going Mahomes.
Yeah.
You don't even think about that anymore.
No, but everybody talked about him, you know, that he was a risk taker. He was a, you know, like a gambler. He was a Brett Favre-like style at Texas Tech. And I totally understood that. What we didn't understand at the time is the improvisational skills that he had when he was at Texas Tech. And give credit to Andy Reid, because he saw it. And I'll go back to that draft because I was given a heads up, even said to the Danettes, you know, my friend who now is a former scout said, you better get Mahomes on. He's jumping up the board. And then we got him in studio in New York City. But it was Mahomes is jumping up. And this is where you hear it. You know, the last couple of days leading up to the draft, that's when you hear the truth. You know, when Baker Mayfield was going to go number one overall, and, you know, the NFL scout said, you better be seated for this. The Browns are taking Baker Mayfield. And even saying it on the air that morning, I'm like, God, this, I hope this is right. Well, Mayfield had blown him away in the interview. It was like, oh, my God, you're going to run through a wall and he's going to lead us. You know, that's what happens. It's late in the process where you go, oh, my gosh. How did we miss this? Deshaun Watson jumped up too. You know, that's where I kept going back to my source. I said, what am I missing with Mitchell Trubisky? And he said nothing. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I'm not sure he's a first-round quarterback. No, there was nothing that he did that was special, but he was athletic, you know. But nobody knew anything about him because he, you know, playing in the ACC. But he did go to, you know, two playoffs? Went to the playoffs twice, I think. Pro Bowl twice.
Team Mitch?
Yeah, he did okay. He did all right. Yeah, Paul.
Remember back in the day, we would have quarterbacks in studio before the draft, and then we'd all, like, huddle up afterwards. And like, I remember Marcus Mariota. You know, he's not that big and strong of a dude.
Well, we had the guys who won the Heisman come in. So you had Manziel, Lamar Jackson, Marcus Mariota.
I remember when Mahomes came in. And we're all like, oh, he's a bigger, stronger dude than we thought. And then he was throwing the ball around the studio. And obviously, it's a television studio. But we were all walked out like, that dude is chill. He's easy going.
Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, I remember. I think it was Lamar Jackson being like, that dude's going to get killed. There's no way.
Well, same with Manziel. Like, you're going, oh, man.
Mariota, I was like, he's way too.
He's thin.
Thin. Yes. He's going to get killed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
And then Jameis Winston came in where there's a grown man. He was a big, strong, grown man at 22.
Yeah. But once again, if you're looking at that and you base it off just that, the eye test, you're like, well, Jameis Winston's going to be a star. These other guys, I don't know if they can play. But that's what makes the NFL so fascinating. All right. Phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Marcellus Wiley, our good buddy, will tell us the five players who will make the Hall of Fame this year. That'll be coming up. And we will get to the football matchups. Like, everybody's caught up in, why are you talking about the draft? Well, we're just talking about this because the Bears are talking about this. Hirings and firings. Who's going to coach? Where are quarterbacks going to be? This is, and I said this on Monday. Monday and Tuesday are about the teams that didn't make the playoffs. There's spillover today based off what was said yesterday. And look, I respect your opinions, but I'm just saying we'll talk about the matchups. But to me, this is very, very interesting because this affects a lot of teams, even teams in the playoffs. What the Bears do at number one, and if they trade the pick, if they trade their quarterback, that's all. Seattle's in the mix. They're in the playoffs. You know, they got a top, five or six pick. You got some good teams who are in the mix here, but what the Bears do could change the complexion of the draft. Does Carolina get involved? Do the Raiders get involved? Are the Raiders waiting for Tom Brady? By the way, Steve Young, who is one of the sharpest analysts in the game, covering the sport, the Hall of Famer. He was on Tom Brady's podcast on Monday night, and he was talking about Aaron Rodgers' possible retirement, and he used this interesting metaphor.
What he's contemplating is, in my mind, a death. And who chooses death? Because when you're the best at something in the world, and then you leave the game, and the next day, you're not that anymore, and you find out, you know what? I'm not actually even good at anything else. So you end up wanting so much to go back to the thing I was great at. Not because you want adulation or people to tell you you're great. Like, no, just there's something that you're great at. And as a human being, you don't want to. Like, suck. That's what I want to do. Like Tom said, that's my highest and best use.
Nobody wants to retire. And, you know, Rodgers or Breeze or Roethlisberger, Brady, you're not sure what that next life is, right? I mean, that things to factor in here. It is a death because that part of you died. It's done. And then you move on. And that's why, you know, Brady retired. And it almost felt like, according to him, the media forced him to make a decision. I made a decision, I'm going to retire. And then immediately regretted it. And I wonder if he loses Monday night, is there a chance he doesn't play again? I don't know. I assume he's going to play another year. I don't know if it'll be in Tampa. But you also run into this conundrum. Oh, I don't want to go out like this. Well, not many guys get to go out like John Elway did. You know, Peyton Manning stayed around. He was hurting. They won a Super Bowl. He wasn't great. But now you can leave the sport. Ben Roethlisberger didn't want to retire. Nobody wants to retire. Because that's the great unknown. And you can never, ever replicate what you get when you play. Like Drew Brees is still searching for that. And he's not going to find it. He's not going to find it if he's still looking for something that's going to be close to what he had as a player. Get a couple of phone calls in here. Caleb in Ohio. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, bud.
First time, long time.
Yep.
6'1", 200. Hey, I wanted to float a conspiracy theory your way.
Ooh.
Kyler Murray, his contract last year had some wording in it that stated he needed to do more film study and more preparation before games. Do you think he might have tanked this year to get Kingsbury and Steve Kimes out of office? I'll let you talk about that.
No. I don't think he had to tank. I think they were headed in that direction. Yeah, Paul.
I was just about to ask you a Kyler Murray question. The Arizona Cardinals, if they didn't flinch and give Kyler Murray his contract last year, he would be, you know, they could have moved on from him. They have the third pick of the draft out of nowhere. They could take the second quarterback off the board. Or maybe at worst, the third quarterback off the board. Yeah. If somehow he were not under contract for the next 5 years plus, would they entertain that? Probably yes, right?
Yeah.
They flinched.
Yeah, and we said it at the time. I would have said, no, you haven't proven yourself. You know, the Ravens didn't flinch with Lamar Jackson. And we're going to see how that's going to play out. But with Kyler Murray, I would have been, nope, you are immature, you're talented. He's always been the most talented guy on the football field in high school when he was at Oklahoma. Well, now you're in the NFL, and there are a lot of talented people there playing against you and trying to replicate success that you had in high school and college. That's not coming anytime soon. But he's signed for 5 years now. Yeah, Seton.
Do you feel better, because they're kind of in similar situations, but do you feel better about the Cardinals or the Broncos?
Well, I don't know who's going to take those jobs.
Yeah.
I guess I could get out from underneath Kyler Murray. I can't get out from underneath Russ and all the draft picks you sent there.
If you were a coach and looking at either of those jobs,
I would take Denver. I would have more confidence in Russ than I would in Kyler Murray. And it felt like they had weapons there. I mean, I truly thought that, I mean, they had that was a just bring in a good quarterback and you're going to be competing for the playoffs. And that's why I was told if Aaron Rodgers leaves, Denver was going to be the place. And then they hired his quarterback's coach, Nathaniel Hackett, who might be on the way back to Green Bay to work with them. Jonathan in Ohio, then we'll take a break. Hey, Jonathan.
Appreciate it. Meow, DP. Great show, gentlemen.
Thank you, bud.
Little sad of the day for you, pertaining to Paulie's bet about the Browns. This is the 30th consecutive season that the Steelers have finished ahead of Cleveland in division between the AFC Central and the AFC North, which is just a mind-blowing stat. But I just want to float that out there. And also, you guys were talking about Tom Cruise. As a child of the 80s, let's be honest, it doesn't get much better than Tom Cruise, Elizabeth Shue, waterfall scene in Cocktail. I mean, it's that's tops for me. So,
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. Good phone call. But I would argue risky business with
Rebecca
DeMornay.
That's almost off the board.
On the train.
Yeah.
I've taken a lot of train trips. They never ended up like that.
Oof.
Yeah.
Imagine the fare you'd pay for that train trip. It would be more than $275.
Yeah. Rebecca DeMornay, and what was Tom Cruise's name?
Joel Goodman.
Joel. Hi, Joel. Hi, Joel. But what was his name that he gave?
The fake name?
Yeah.
Ralph.
Ralph, yes.
What do you want to do with me, Ralph, or something?
Yes. So
he's calling the escort service. He goes, my name's Ralph.
So what do you want to do, Ralph? Marvin, did you see Risky Business?
As a matter of fact, no.
Oh, my God. Okay, I have to do to you what I do to my kids. And I make a list, and I say, you got to check off a couple of the movies every year. Classic movies, great movies. I mean, I have to give you a homework assignment. Yeah, Marv.
I'll take it. I haven't done homework in a while.
Okay.
What would be the first one you give him? Is it Risky Business?
I don't know which ones he's seen and not seen.
I've seen Shawshank Redemption.
It's impossible to have not seen Shawshank Redemption.
You said name the great movies. I've seen Forrest Gump.
All right. That was a good movie. How about a movie before 1990?
Man, Goodfellas was made in 1990, so.
Prior to.
I'll get back with you.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. Marcellus Wiley will tell you the five players who are going into the Hall of Fame this year, or at least in his opinion, back after this. DraftKings NFL playoff picture set now. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. This is what they're going to do. Kicking off the road to the Super Bowl, new customers can bet just $5, get $200 in free bets instantly. And all new existing customers, they get a no-sweat bet each day of the wild card round weekend. And you bet $5. Even if you lose, you get $10 back. So you can bet on the playoffs. How about that? Free bet back up to $10. DraftKings. Download the app. Use the code Patrick. New customers. Bet $5 on any NFL game. Get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Code Patrick. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ohio. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. you know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. I was listening to music last night. I'm going down the list, Rolling Stones top singers of all time. And Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye are in the top 10, and I love both of them, but Sam Cooke's one of my favorite singers of all time. So I text Darius Rucker. I go, Sam Cooke or Marvin Gaye? And he goes, Sam Cooke all day. And I said, Darius, there is no wrong answer here. They're both up there. All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up. Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end, host of More To It on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. Also, host of Never Shut Up on Brinks TV. That's a new one that he has coming up. Also on the podcast, he talks about the Hall of Famers. He thinks who are going into the Hall of Fame. Also, if you have a losing team, do you want Jim Harbaugh or Sean Payton? Marcellus joins us on the program. All right. I'll give you Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh. Who do you want on your team?
I'm going with Jim Harbaugh. There's something about the way that he approaches the game, the intensity that he possesses. Obviously, being a former player, there is some form of connection there. But it's the fact that he reminds me of someone that if we needed another man up, if we needed next man up, the 12th man on the field will be Coach Jim Harbaugh. I know he has the mind, the brilliance, and obviously Sean Payton. I'm taking no slights at him. We're having a Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke discussion right now in terms of coaching. But when it comes to what Jim Harbaugh possesses, I think he gets the most out of his players, in part because he carries the same juice and electricity that they possess. So Jim Harbaugh just seems like a guy who could transmit his message across the sidelines in a greater capacity and greater passion. That's the guy I would choose.
Do you have to like your head coach to play for him?
Not at all. Not at all. You have to have the ability to compartmentalize and know the difference between like and respect. So you got to respect what he says, and you got to respect that he's going to bring discipline. You got to respect that he's going to do the proper things in terms of play calling. You got to respect that he's going to put the team in best situations and the logistics of it all. Like, he's going to give you proper scheduling, proper rest, proper practice time. You got to respect it. You don't have to like it, because sometimes, especially when I played, we would have double days, sometimes triple days. No one liked it. but we respected it because we knew that this was going to end up with a greater result. So it's all about the process, what you go through. Who cares how it really feels, as long as it turns out well.
We spent a lot of time this morning talking about the non-playoff teams because they're interesting right now. And you got the Bears, who have the number one overall pick. And their GM said, look, Justin Fields is our quarterback unless I'm blown away by an offer, which means if I'm blown away by an offer, then Justin Fields probably isn't my quarterback. If you're the GM of the Bears and you have the number one overall pick and you have Justin Fields, what are you doing?
You know, one, he's already tipping his hand because what he stated was the obvious. Every player is tradable if you're blown away by the offer. I don't care who you are. Blown away by the offer says a lot. And the reason he said that is because I don't think he needs to be blown away by the offer, because that's pretty obvious. I think this is something that they're a little closer to in terms of thinking of moving on from Justin Fields. That's why he's putting it out there. Hey, if you want Justin Fields, he's available. If you blow me away with your offer. Yeah. And I didn't like that, because now you're putting Justin Fields in a position where the chances are he stays. He does have some capabilities to go out there and help this team win, especially when he runs the ball, especially when the play breaks down. Obviously, that's not repeatable. That's not something that you can call a reliable offense. But he is doing some positive things. But I think if you had to place a bet on this one, they're trying their damnedest to move on from Justin Fields, because I think they want a quarterback in the more traditional capacity. Yes, a pocket passer who has the ability to run instead of a guy who has his struggles at times in the pocket but still can run the ball.
But Seton brought this up earlier, and he was listening to an analyst say sometimes your quarterback resembles the conditions they play in. Like Josh Allen looks like Buffalo. Like, you got to be big and strong and, you know. But I go back to Jim McMahon played in Chicago, and he wasn't a big guy. Right. Bryce Young is not a big guy, so I don't know if that really would factor in if I'm looking at Chicago and go, well, he's not built to be a Chicago quarterback. What do you think about the elements with your quarterback?
Yeah, I think when you're an organization, you're trying to draft someone who can withstand those conditions, those elements. I think we place too much burden and too much credence on that. I think we think about it too much. Like Doug Flutie is an itty bitty, right? He played in Buffalo better than the big, strong statue Rob Johnson did, you know? I think it doesn't matter when it comes down to if the quarterback has the talent, he has the mentality, and he has the proper pieces around him. You can play any quarterback in any condition. That said, when you're evaluating, it's hard to measure intangibles, and it's hard to measure how someone's going to deal with that adversity, which includes the elements. Let's be real. Before you go out to a game, before you even face your opponent, the other team, you're thinking about how you feel. And if you don't feel good in those elements, you don't stand a chance against the guys with the other colors on.
Do you think the Cardinals are regretting locking up Kyler Murray?
No, because I don't think the Cardinals fully understand the consequences of their choices. The Cliff Kingsbury, you sign him to an extension, then now he's not your coach. You have a quarterback, franchise quarterback, who was an MVP candidate before injury last year, came back this year. I don't know what this was, but he has talent. He is a tremendous talent. But the problem is, when you sign him to an extension, you leak out or put out that he needs to study more. So I just don't think this organization really knows which way is up. So therefore, they don't know the consequences of their actions. That said, they need to get some strong leadership. They need someone that they respect, that they don't like, as we were saying earlier. They need someone upstairs and on that sideline that is just going to buck everything that is the Cardinals' way right now, because they're not getting the most out of their results. They're not getting the most out of their talent, and that's why this team is in this situation.
What if the Cowboys get blown out?
Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it, because I know the sky will fall. Like, we always are in prediction of the sky falling when it comes to the Cowboys. It would fall if they were to lose this week and in blowout fashion, just because We saw this team show some tremendous potential. We saw them go on a win streak. We saw them look like a team that's a real contender. And if that is not realized or even scratched in terms of them clawing their way to the NFC Championship game and losing a tight one or even being in the Super Bowl, I just know there are going to be a lot of changes with that organization, obviously starting on the sideline with Mike McCarthy.
This is a story that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, and I did bring it up today. We're under the impression Tom Brady is playing next year, right?
Yeah, I am.
Monday could be his last game. Like, if right. they lose, but you know, we love to go at Tom Brady, last game, Monday night, question mark, and then all these shows discuss it, right?
Yeah. Well, look, he just got a divorce. And I think everybody out there, all sports fans, man or woman, knows that when you get a divorce, it's time to live. It's time to party. And the way that Tom Brady lives and parties is going out there chasing Super Bowl championships. I couldn't imagine playing all of these years at that level of greatness, and I'm married, and it becomes a burden, it becomes a hindrance, it gets to the point where we have contention, we get divorced. And then that season after my divorce is my last season. Oh, hell no. I'm letting the dogs loose. It's time to go out there and hunt and see what it is. And there is something, there's a dynamic to the athlete that when he is single and allowed to mingle, you get a lot more bang for your buck out of that athlete. Whether we are Tiger Woods, we are Deion Sanders, we are a thousand other athletes that I would name none of them. Point being, there's something about that energy that you get when you're single. I want to see Tom Brady out there single, brother.
Marcel. Yeah, but he doesn't drink. I mean, he's not having any fun.
Well, I mean, look, the only reason people drink is to get to the place where they're going to have fun, right? He just skips that step. He's like, I don't need that. I don't need the hangover. I'm going to wake up and do it again. Tom Brady's passing us, bro.
Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end and host of More To It podcast on the DP Show Network and host of Never Shut Up on Brinks TV. You mentioned that you have the five players you think are going into the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to save that for the podcast.
Oh.
Because it's on the podcast. So everyone knows the finalist list, but
give me a surprise. Give me one. Can you give me one surprise of the five that you think are going in?
No.
Okay.
I can't even tease it. It's not a surprise. Like, once you see the list and you stop trying to be nice and send Hallmark cards to all the favorite players that were great, when you start really breaking this down, it gets pretty obvious. And that's kind of the bit that I went through on the podcast. Like, the finalist list comes out and every fan base gets activated. Oh, he was the best. He was. However, the best of the best is a different conversation. You got to listen for it.
Just got an update from the Bills. DeMar Hamlin has been discharged from Buffalo General Medical Center, and he is headed home.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
I mean, seriously, we throw that around so often. Unbelievable. This one truly was unbelievable. Flatlined twice, not once, twice. And no one's thinking about football right now. Just the fact that what a remarkable outcome, man. Tremendous blessings to him, man. So amazing.
I mean, that's less than 9 days.
Okay, look, I bring levity to everything. I laugh at my pain. So since he's out the hospital now, it seems like he's in the clear. And if I'm in the locker room like I'm in the locker room, this is what I say. Dog, how you going to die twice and come back faster than if I get an ACL? Like, dog, this is insane. Hey, if he can't play football again, trust me, he's all pro every year. It's going to be unreal.
Yeah, guy who's got a calf strain. You know, he can't come back. DeMar almost died twice.
Hey, if I play for Cincinnati this week and Lamar Jackson is out there, or if he's not, I'm like, look, hell, you not playing, and DeMar Hamlin died twice, and he back out the hospital. He ready to go.
That's what happens in the locker room, man. You can listen to the podcast, and Marcellus will tell you the five players who deserve to go into the Hall of Fame. And the new TV show, Never Shut Up, that debuts on Brinks TV today. What is Never Shut Up going to be?
Oh, Never Shut Up, man. It's going to be exactly this dynamic, the locker room, which I declare was the last place where everyone was real Everyone came in there, whether in agreement or disagreement, punching, throwing everything. The truth shall set you free. And then we walk away respectfully and go out there and handle our work. So the show is going to be about us starting the conversations where most of the time out in public, we end the conversation. So we're just going to go deeper about all the topics that we all are affected by, for some reason, not really speaking on.
What's the worst locker room fight you ever saw?
The worst fight? It actually ended with a smile. You know, when we used to play, we were allowed to haze, and the hazing was real. So Ted Washington, nicknamed Mount Washington, 6'6", 370, his fingers looked like thighs, got into it with Pat Williams, who's a baby Mount Washington, Thurman Thomas, who else? Bruce Smith got one arm in there. He didn't want to. Basically, they tied him up. And this is hard to do because Pat Williams was stronger than strong. Tied him up butt naked in the Buffalo cold and taped him to the goalpost, poured water on him, baby powder, and let him freeze. And left him to freeze, but thankfully we had the good training staff that finally figured out what was going on. That was the funniest, most raucous fight I've ever seen.
That might be a violation now. Might be a violation. Might be.
I think with our PC culture right now, you don't even get to the baby powder. That might get you 5 days in jail if you even baby powder someone.
Marcellus, thank you.
Oh, appreciate it, Dan. Good luck. Take care, brother.
All right. Thanks. Brinks TV today with Marcellus and the podcast. More to it. 9 days. 9 days after flatlining twice, headed home for DeMar Hamlin. Amazing. Dale in Virginia Beach. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, so I know y'all been talking heavy about Justin Fields, and I would really love to see the Commanders go after him. I know Sam Howell had a great weekend against the Cowboys this past one, so I'd really like to see Justin Fields with some weapons, you know.
And that's not a bad – you know what? I understand that, Dale. Thanks for the phone call. I could see Justin Fields on a variety of teams. It's just the Bears have to feel like Bryce Young is so good that we, you know, 5 years from now, looking back, you don't want somebody to go, man, and you had him right there and you didn't take him. Trent in Virginia. Hi, Trent.
Hey, DP, had a thought too about that Bears situation, especially when you think about this GM not having drafted Fields. I mean, you either make that defining move for his tenure to get rid of Fields and take the guy that you like, build the team in your image.
Yeah.
Or you surround them with the team, hope it works out, and then you maybe end up in that bad situation, a quarterback away in a couple of years that you might never get out of.
Yeah, I understand hitting the reset and getting that rookie contract there. And if you get your guy, and if you're able to trade Justin Fields, and let's say you get a first and a third round pick. Let's say the Bears did this. We'll give you Justin Fields. We want Terry McLaurin and a third round pick. I don't even have to have your first round. I can take Terry McLaurin, or I'll take a couple of third-round picks, or whatever it is. But then I get Bryce Young, and then I get Terry McLaurin. I get a really good wide receiver. So now I have something here. Or maybe there's an offensive lineman. Bears need a lot, but this is your opportunity. Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Maybe Seton will have something more offensive to say about all my favorite actors and singers. Yes, Marv.
I'm probably going to irritate you too with my hot take.
Oh, no.
About an 80s movie that people loved that.
Oh, okay.
I don't love.
All right. All right. Then we'll take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. I've gotten roughed up today, but that's okay. It's all about content. Marvin wants to, wait, now is this directed at me or you just have a hot take?
No, it's not directed at you, but oh. We were talking about movies in the 80s.
Okay.
And I saw two movies.
Okay.
One people swore by.
Okay.
Caddyshack. It was not what I thought.
Ooh, Paulie's going to walk out.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But Back to School, funnier than Caddyshack.
Whoa.
Hilarious.
Wow.
Rodney Dangerfield,
yeah.
Back to School?
Rodney Dangerfield, Caddyshack. Yeah, Paul.
The triple Lindy?
Do you think you had to grow up on Chevy Chase and SNL and Bill Murray and SNL to really get how big Caddyshack was at the time? With those two heavy hitters in it and Rodney Dangerfield?
Well, Chevy at the time was huge.
Yeah. And Bill...
Bill was sort of the sneaky great, and then he became a huge star. Rodney Dangerfield, Ted Knight, who was Ted Baxter and Mary Tyler Moore show. Yes,
I could see how maybe some of those characters don't exactly hold up.
Yeah. So you would say Caddyshack overrated.
For sure.
Okay.
Back to School. Those one-liners.
Okay.
The entire movie, so good.
All right. So good.
That's a scalding hot take that Back to School is better than Caddyshack.
Yeah, okay.
Scalding.
That is scalding hot take.
It is.
You're right.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Brent in Georgia. Hi, Brent. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. How's it going?
Great. Yeah, great.
So y'all are missing a great Tom Cruise movie and Jerry Maguire.
Yep.
Not only for the movie, but for the scene with Kelly Preston. And then if you think about Eyes Wide Shut with Nicole Kidman, you got to kind of look up to Jerry, even though he is a little lower than all of us as far as height goes.
All right. Well, thank you, Brent. Tom Cruise is, I think he's great. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I watched a little bit of the movie with Nicole Kidman that you were in.
Just
go with it. I watched the last like 20 minutes of it last night because I didn't remember the gripping ending.
Yeah.
But, you know, your scene with those two, that had to be a little unnerving.
Yes, it was.
With Nicole Kidman.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Because it appeared that it was a lot of freestyling.
Yes. Sandler said, do whatever you want. And
was that better than being scripted?
No, at that point with Aniston and Kidman and they're on stage, I was as intimidated as I've ever been.
I was thinking the same, and I know you can handle live TV, no problem, but you have Nicole Kidman.
But I didn't know them.
Yeah, and she's turning around and yelling at you in the scene.
Yes, but she shows up. I haven't met him. I meet him on stage as we're going through rehearsal. And so Nicole Kidman had an outfit on or something, and she took off her outfit. And she had a six pack. She had a like unbelievable shape. And she had just had a baby not too long, you know, after that. And then Aniston looks unbelievable as well. Jennifer Aniston comes on stage and sees Nicole Kidman's six pack and she goes, "You gotta be bleeping me." And she says it just to me off the side under her breath.
And Jennifer,
this is real. This is happening right there. I'm going, oh my God.
And Aniston looks fantastic.
And she did. So Jennifer says to Sandler, "What am I supposed to? I can't compete. What do I do?" And Sandler goes, "Play it for laughs. Play it up. Play it for laughs." And she did. Aniston was great with Dave Matthews, Nicole Kidman, and Sandman. But she looked at Kidman, and Kidman is right out of a health fitness magazine. Like, whoa. And then Sandman goes, "Danny, just ad lib." And Aniston and Kidman are looking at me, and they have to know this guy is not an actor. And I was like, oh, my God. And then, you know, I hear Dave Matthews is out in the audience. He goes, "How tall are you?" This is during rehearsal. Now, he's not supposed to say that. He's just like, "How tall are you?" And then they put it in the scene where he's whispering to somebody going, "He looks tall. He looks like he's about 6'3". Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news.
Want to play the NFL breaking news game? This quarterback, blank, has been ruled out for this weekend's playoff game. Blank quarterback has been ruled out for
Tua Tagovailoa.
That's correct.
All right. Yeah.
According to Mike McDaniel, Tua has been ruled out.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to play. I do think Lamar is going to play. Maybe I'm hopeful that he'll play. I mean, you just want to see these players when they get to the playoffs have that opportunity. Ben in Texas. Hi, Ben. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I think you spoiled my trivia question with your earlier comments, but there was a survey done a couple of years ago. I forget the publication. Best singer of the 80s was voted Steve Perry. Best singer of the 90s, friend of the show, mysteriously left off the 200 list. Can you name it?
Darius Rucker?
Darius Rucker.
Huh. Yeah, I don't... It feels like if you make an all-decade team in football, like, you would be... I mean, this is 200 singers.
Yeah, Darius has had two big careers off his voice.
Yeah.
Off his voice.
I'm going to guess Chris Stapleton is one of the...
He made it.
Okay. And Darius would say, take Chris Stapleton before you take him. But, you know, Dolly Parton's on that list. I'm not getting caught up in it. I am not getting caught up in that list.
There's no happiness on that list.
No, it's just for entertainment purposes only.
Just art. Let's appreciate it.
It's just content. Paulie.
1976, sports history, Dan. The 70s hottie Dorothy Hamill won her third consecutive National Figure Skating Championship.
Great haircut.
Hero of many of us as a child.
Yes.
2007, this is a big one because when we started the show, it was announced that David Beckham had signed a 5-year deal with the LA Galaxy, and we had his first American interview.
Yes, we did. By the way, on this date, 1987, Fritzy, sorry, he's not here today. John Elway, 15-play, 98-yard drive. Oh! It It was the drive. Oh. Broncos beat the Browns AFC title game. Oh, sorry, Todd. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Seton O'Connor, what did you learn today?
You really like Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, I do. Tom Cruise single-handedly brought people back to the movie theater. Marvin?
You still hate List.
I do. Not Luke List, but just List. Paulie?
Fritzy's sicked out on John Elway Day.
We could talk about how complicated. Other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out this show, Panini America. Oh, we talk about Panini every day, and why not? These are the official products of the NFL, UFC, NBA, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Also, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You can check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards. You can also, as a collector, share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards, build a wish list for the items you love, and keep an eye out on Panini NFT platform. The Panini NFT platform, unique one-of-a-kind VIP experiences select NFT holders will have access to, like on-the-field experiences at NFL games or backstage at UFC. And more. They've got it all for you. The opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every base pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.